You're with SBS Radio.
One Australian dies of cardiovascular disease every 12 minutes, with one Australian experiencing a heart attack or stroke every 5 minutes. Those figures have startled the Federal Coalition and Labor, who have vowed to change that. The two major parties will invest $170 million over 5 years to support general practice in delivering heart health checkups. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says heart disease is Australia's silent killer.
I know about heart disease. My father died prematurely at the age of 70 with a catastrophic heart attack. So this is an issue which surely must be amongst the most important for our nation to deal with.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says the commitment will give Australians a better chance of early detection.
So as they can know before they face the consequences of heart disease or a heart attack, that there are risk factors, and if they know that there are risk factors, they can act to prevent and to protect.
The checks will be made available through Medicare from April, with all Australians over 45 recommended to have the check. The age of the heart health check starts at 35 for Indigenous Australians, and some 51 lives a day are claimed by heart disease. Heart disease is also behind the 40,000 heart attacks that occur each year. The Heart Foundation's chief medical advisor, Professor Gary Jennings, says he hopes to see the number of heart attacks and deaths decline.
We've done very well over the decade. We were one of the first countries to see reductions in heart stroke disease and deaths from them. But what's happened in recent years is that fall is flattening off. And it's flattening off because people's risk has changed. We've got now more obese people, we've got more diabetic people. That's coming through in terms of high blood pressure and other risks. So most people in Australia now, most adults, have actually got at least one risk factor.
The Australian Medical Association has called the finding a good first step. But AMA President Dr. Tony Batoni says more investment is needed to allow GPs more time with patients.
Patients are living longer. Patients are having more complex and chronic illnesses as a result of that. And so we need to understand that that is part foremost a changing paradigm, a changing presentation into our consultation rooms. That's what we struggle with the most, is to accommodate the ever-increasing needs into the availability of our time.
The government has also promised $35 million over 3 years to develop a vaccine for rheumatic heart disease, a deadly illness largely affecting Indigenous communities. Australia has one of the highest rates of the disease globally, with Indigenous Australians 64 times more likely than the non-Indigenous population to develop the disease and nearly 20 times more likely to die from it.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.